This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. According to the Office of Personnel Management, which is basically HR for the federal government, 85% or so of federal employees work outside the Washington, D.C. area. Among them now, the headquarters staff of the Bureau of Land Management, which the Trump administration moved from Washington to Colorado. BLM is in charge of more than 245 million acres of federally managed land in the United States, more than any other agency. The question now, though, is the front office going to stay in Colorado? Madeline Beck from the Mountain West News Bureau went to Grand Junction to find out.
The new Bureau of Land Management headquarters is renting space in a sprawling four-story brick and glass building near Grand Junction's airport. The agency isn't the only tenant, but it's likely the most controversial. Under the Trump administration, acting BLM director William Perry Pendley touted its move west as economical and good policy when he first announced it.
We want them closer to the lands they manage and the people they work with, rather than two and even four time zones away in Washington.
He pointed out 97% of BLM employees already lived in offices around the West, but critics say headquarters and senior officials need to be in D.C. where the funding and power is. According to BLM, nearly 300 BLM employees retired, quit, or found other jobs after the headquarters announcement. And only three D.C. staffers have officially moved to Grand Junction. But what do the people of Grand Junction have to say? I found Jack Mueller sitting outside a coffee shop in Grand Junction on a hot afternoon.
I don't know what to think of the people who are saying we don't want to move.
He and his wife, Linda, are retired. They say the headquarters move was a good idea, and Linda doesn't get why D.C. staffers wouldn't jump at the chance to live out west.
Well, anybody that wants to go back to D.C. deserves it.
Plenty of other people I talked with around Grand Junction also want the headquarters to remain here, like resident Dee Stancy.
I just love that we would have the opportunity to have them here locally, and I think it truly makes more sense.
But others weren't so sure, like Miranda Purcell. She'd heard the arguments that moving BLM headquarters out west would benefit the public lands the agency oversees.
On the flip side, people said, well, all the decisions are made in Washington, so it's putting them out here, removing them from the conversation. So I don't know which one I agree with.
One thing is certain. Moving headquarters here is an economic boon to the area worth about $9 million a year in jobs alone, according to the Grand Junction Economic Partnership. Diane Schwenke heads the city's Chamber of Commerce.
That economic impact for us really at this point comes primarily from those jobs and the multiplier of those 40-plus employees.
Multiplier meaning the money the BLM employees would spend on goods and services that support other jobs in the area. And things have been challenging for the town. It used to rely more on the booms and busts of fossil fuel production, which hurt the community for years after the 2008 recession. But now, Schwenke says they're diversifying into manufacturing and tourism, and they survived the pandemic in okay shape.
I'm glad that I've actually seen our community in Mesa County survive the COVID pandemic economically much stronger than a lot of other places. And that has not been the traditional history of our community.
It's not just people in Grand Junction who want headquarters to remain. Colorado's Democratic Governor Jared Polis says he doesn't agree with how the move happened, but he wants headquarters to stay now that it's there. Aaron Weiss with the nonprofit Center for Western Priorities disagrees. He says the headquarters should be closer to lawmakers and other agencies.
Everything BLM does involves interfacing with the Fish and Wildlife Service, with the Park Service, with the Department of Agriculture, which oversees the Forest Service.
But maybe there's a third way so the government doesn't have to choose between D.C. or Grand Junction.
Probably realistically a split probably makes more sense.
Chris Brown is owner of the Brown Cycles bike shop in Grand Junction.
You don't have to be, you know, sitting next to somebody to govern and manage things.
That way, Brown says those who want to live in Grand Junction, like those who want to move, can. And the rest can stay in the powerhouse that is Washington, D.C. From Grand Junction, Colorado, I'm Madeline Beck for Marketplace.